Well, hello and welcome, everybody. Hope you are well and have had a fantastic weekend. I've got to tell you, it's been a really productive one here at the Veg Grower Podcast HQ. And with the threat of thunderstorms yesterday, I was a little worried I wasn't going to be able to get everything that I wanted to do done. But we never got the thunderstorms, although we did get a really, really heavy downfall. It was like stair rods coming down. One of the things that I have to admit I quite enjoy, when it rains here, and when it rains heavy particularly, I like sitting by our back door and just listening to the rain come down. It's a weird thing. It only really works in the summer, to be honest, or in spring, summer, this time of year. But it's just something very, very therapeutic about it. In fact, my wife a few years ago said that she does exactly the same. It's something really, really pleasant about it. Anyway, I managed to do quite a bit here. So Friday, I spent the day at home. I managed to get a good tidy up in the garden, which is long overdue. I'm getting frustrated with myself sometimes because I am a messy person. I don't want to be a messy person, but I really want to have a really tidy, good-looking garden. But it's almost impossible for me to achieve that. But we're trying to get that. We had a good tidy up on Friday, pulled out some more of those endless weeds. We planted out more plants in spaces that we have available, although we have noticed that there's a lot more of our seedlings that I thought had failed have now started to germinate with the extra rainfall. Just goes to show that the rainfall makes all the difference. Also got a session in with my shredder, turning some of the wood branches that we have into that valuable wood chip, that mulch. That's going to be used in a lot of places. So I'm gradually trying to shred a load of wood as much as I possibly can. Some of it gets added to the compost bin, particularly the hot bin, to counteract the green material. But also some of it is going into its own compost bin to rot down and be added to compost mixes next year, but also to be used as a mulch. It will eventually, of course, rot down as a mulch, but it's still something that we can use. Then added to that, I've also started clearing out one of my sheds. Now, this is a job. It's made my other shed really messy, which I hate, absolutely hate. But I need that shed cleared because it's going to get replaced. It's going to be a big job that I really want done by the end of this month. But I've been rather excitedly looking at the sheds that I want. My ideas have changed. Well, I've narrowed it down to one shed now that I'm really excited about. But because it's going to be used for propagation, it's got a very specific used in a very specific place. But I've narrowed it down. I think I've got the setup just right. And the setup, when it is operational, is going to be really exciting as well, because it's going to have the auto pots in there. We're going to be growing seeds. It's going to be a really, really well thought out setup. And I really am looking forward to getting it running. Now, Saturday, I spent the day down on Elon, and we were expecting thunderstorms, but luckily I managed to get quite a few hours down there. A lot of work done, more weeding, of course, but I managed to harvest a decent amount of garlic, one of my favourite things to grow, and I've been really happy with the amount of garlic that we got and how good it looks and the size that we got. The quantities were a little down. We did seem to get some rotting going on. I think there's some allium white rot, some onion white rot going on in the soil. So we've got to keep a close eye on that. Hopefully it's just in that bed and it'll be fine in the years to come. I also wanted to start clearing the border between my plot and the neighbours. Basically, my neighbours, well, basically they haven't been on their plot for over a year now. They've been evicted at the beginning of this year, but the grass, weeds and everything, brambles, they are taller than me. And it's invading some of my plants, which is really annoying. I've got to try and come up with a way, perhaps put a fence up to stop them coming over or something. But I thought I'd just try and trim down some of the grass and stop it coming through. It's annoying, very annoying, because my trimmer ran out of trimmer line halfway through, but I managed to get a few tools and try and get it done. But I tidied it up a bit, but I'm still not happy with it. And I really need somebody to take on that plot to tidy it up. or the council come along and tidy it up. Now, what I've got to remember to do is leave a spare streamer line down on the allotment so that I always have it there available. Now, added to that, I cleared more weeds. I think I already mentioned that, but I've also planted out more plants. And like where I harvested my garlic, I've planted that up with some more tomatoes. So, you know, this space always being full. Now, tomorrow and for the rest of the week, I'm going to continue heading down to the allotment every single evening on the way home from work and just continue streaming more areas, planting more. It feels a little overwhelming at the moment, but it happens to the best of us, right? It's just part of the journey. Now, today I dedicated some time to sowing the bolotto beans that came in this month's supporters pack. These are fantastic beans. They're great for drying or for eating fresh. And they do add this really beautiful pop of colour to the garden. Now, it's really easy to sow them. So I've sown mine in my root trainers. I've just given each bean its own cell, filled it up with multi-purpose compost and dropped a bean in there. You're going about 2-3 centimetres deep. Good quality compost is a must. I like to use Rocket Grow. And of course, we need to firm it down. Now, 2-3 centimetres deep is how deep I go. You could go up to 5 centimetres. I've always said when it comes to seeds, the bigger the seed, the deeper it can go. And when it comes to bean seeds, they are one of the biggest seeds. So they usually go down that low. And then cover it over with more compost and water. And we'll just wait for germination. A good thing, because they're in my root drainers, they sit in a shelf that we can water from above. The water will run right through. We just got to keep up with the water. And the biggest problem I think is happening is slugs. Now, these are placed in my greenhouse, and slugs and snails seem to be showing up in there quite often. But the greenhouse is warm, it's light, so hopefully it will work for germination. Just got to remember to keep the soil moist. Within about a week to 10 days, I'm expecting these to germinate and start to show. And once they've grown on a bit, we'll start hardening them off and then plant them out in the garden, which will be fine at this time of year. Now, they will need support as they grow. I like to grow mine up bean poles using hazel sticks. You could use bamboo canes or string or anything like that. But it's really as easy as that. Now, once they're grown, once they produce those beautiful red and black bean pods, wait until you can feel the beans inside and then you can harvest if you're going to eat them fresh. But what I also recommend you do is you leave them to dry on the vine as well, so they go crispy. That way you can actually save some of those seeds and use them again next year. Well worth doing. It's certainly something that I like to do as well. And it also means you can actually save the beans to be eaten as a dried bean. So you would store them in the cupboard as a dried bean, then pot them in water for 24 hours before cooking them. Really good bean to grow. Highly, highly recommend it. As easy as that as well, let us know how you get on with ours. Don't forget to give us some updates on what's going on in your own allotment, your own garden. I'd love to hear more from you. Love to see what is going on in there. Right, I think it's time to get out of here. You take care, and I'll speak to you again next time. Until then, please take care.